Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
For you,
there's life after this is over.
We believe and we speak. He can do anything. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory. Tonight, you have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Dan Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. You're listening to Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, the brainstorm of none other than our friend and my boss, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Van, how are you tonight? Are you there? Are you muted, Van?
Man, Paul, I was waiting for you to unmute my mic, brother.
Wow. I'm used to you taking care of yourself.
But yeah, I'm good. I'm good, brother.
That's
I'm here,
right.
Man. How you feeling, man?
That's all that matters. I feel pretty good, really. I let me change that. I'm feeling as good as I can be. I lost a good friend of mine yesterday, the day before yesterday, just completely unexpectedly. We were partying.
Oh, my condolences, my apologies, brother. I too lost a cousin Friday morning, so I definitely understand.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, my condolences as well, bro.
Yeah. Thank you, brother.
It's crazy. We're doing karaoke one night. The next day, they say she didn't feel good. She drove herself to the hospital and died in the emergency room before they could even get her into a bed.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my cousin was in the hospital, had surgery, and not too long after the surgery. So.
I tell you, you know, there's a lot of lucky saints out there. That's all I
can say. Sir.
God's bringing them home,
sir.
You know, and I don't want to say jealous, and I don't know if the word envious has the same connotations, but I'm not jealous. But I admire those that are going home to glory now. They don't have to face what those that will be left behind have to face. You know, so
absolutely.
You know, I have to take joy in that, knowing that. But you know, it's also something that reminds me I have to pick up my case for people leaving so rapidly as it seems that they are now. I have to make sure that they all know the Lord, that they all at least the seed has been planted, you know, because as with Jackie, I'm comfortable with her passing because I know she had a relationship with the Lord and she has submitted to him. So I'm not concerned about that, but think of those that pass on, you really don't know. And then you've passed up an opportunity to maybe allow God's review to save a life, save an eternal soul, not a life, but an eternal soul. I think all of us have to pick up our pace just a wee bit. But anywho.
Yes, sir. Preach, brother, preach.
Oh, man. Jackie, that was my girl. She came onto the show once or twice, so you may have heard of her. She's not a poet by any stretch of the imagination. But she would just come on every now and then and say, Paul, this is me. It's Jackie. I'm just calling it to your show.
Right.
She was quite a girl. But she did call in once or twice, like that. But that's all right. She's in a better place. But tonight, God willing, we're going to get a little freedom, hopefully, a little release from something, you know. I'm a firm believer that the only way to be victorious over something that's not pleasing in your life is to face it head on. You know, none of that door mamsy-pamsy stuff. Sometimes you got to get tough with it. You got to get raw with it in order to free yourself. So tonight, I hope tonight we can use this platform just, you know, to free ourselves from something that's holding us back. One of those hurdles that are between us and our breakthrough. So that's what
I'm saying.
Yes, sir. Tonight, you know.
To God be the glory. It's all in his hands, Paul. He going to get whatever he wants
absolutely.
Tonight. You know?
Right. Don't he always?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When we walk away, big old coup, they smiles on our faces, a full belly, a full spiritual spirit, a full everything. You know, so, hey, can't go wrong with that. But the number to dial in to this platform, should you be listening in the chat rooms or anything, before the 11 o'clock hour, you must dial 319-527-6300. And for those that are here already, be sure to press 1 to let us know that you want to come on and share something with us. But that being said, my brother Van.
Yes, sir.
You can't really embark on a program and expect results without taking it to the throne first. So would you do us the privilege and the honor of taking us to the throne?
It'd be my pleasure. Let us go to the throne. Father God, we humbly come before you, thanking you for all things, Lord God. But most importantly, we want to thank you for just who you are in our lives, Lord. You wake us up every day. You clothe us. You feed us. You make sure we stay in our right minds. And for that, Father God, we're ever so grateful, because any one of us can lose it at any moment. So, Father God, we want to lift up our families to you now, those who are grieving, Lord God, that you comfort them, Lord God, you cover them, Lord God. And Father God, I want to lift up our children to you as they get ready to embark on summer, Lord God, that you protect them while they're in our care and not in our care, Lord God, whatever the summer holds for them, Lord God. And Father God, we want to lift up the entire Epiphany family to you, Lord God. There is an attack, a spiritual attack, and we must rely on you to get us through it. So we will trust in you, as the songwriter says. I trust you, Lord. So, Father God, we want to say that we love you, we praise you, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Ooh, I needed that. I needed
You're
that.
Welcome,
thank
my
you,
brother.
So, tonight I have some ink that's so fresh that it's still wet. It's still dripping. I just...
Ooh, it's still dripping? Still dripping?
Oh, man. Can't get much fresher than that. So, my brother, would you like to bring us in with your piece?
Yeah, man. I wrote something
I'm not
specifically...
dying away from doing your piece tonight.
I wrote something specifically for the show, man. So this is fresh ink, and it dried off a few hours ago, but it's called, a few hours ago, it's called Kingdom Business.
Mike George, yeah.
Thank you. The majestic ways I am in awe of your goodness, oftentimes I feel powerless. That's when I fall to my knees and ask for your divine intervention, please. I surrender my all into your pleasure. I yearn to delight in your presence without any lecture. But in fact, just hold me, Father. It's been a minute since I've been held by my earthly father or mother. I need to know that it's going to be okay. Can I please hear you say, come unto me and lay your burdens at my feet? Man, that would be so neat. That I could just leave all my problems at your altar and remove my faulty emblems, the ones that make me feel so secure when deep down I'm insecure. Father, please hear my humble cry. How long do I have to ask why I continue to be afflicted when I hold on to thy word and be so convicted? I try not to lean on my own understanding. The priorities of doing right are so demanding. Sometimes I just wish I had a small transference of your powers. I wish I could do so much good that it outweighs my bad. Then I'm left to my vile thoughts, then I get mad. When I just want to be free of this flesh and leave all this mess behind, but yet, Lord, I need to serve thee until you're ready for me. So I poured out my heart to you now. Do as you wish, I hereby allow, and until I relinquish control unto you, because I see now that you are the goal. Kingdom business first, no matter how long my flesh will thirst. And that's that piece.
Wow, man, that piece right there, I love. you weren't ashamed to cry out to. What touched me about that entire piece? It was the piece you're crying out. Father, I know.
Yes, sir.
I need you. I need you.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful piece. Yeah.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. To God be the glory. I didn't write it. He did. I know
what you mean. Yeah. That one there touched me. To God be the glory once again, like you said.
Amen. Amen. Now, my brother,
yes, sir.
Divine inspiration, man. Are you ready to inspire divinely, my brother?
Yes, indeedy I am. And I haven't even had time to read this over. Thank you so much.
No, man. The first time is the best time. You know, God demands excellence. Do y'all know that? Y'all know God demands excellence? I bet you y'all don't know that. So,
okay.
The first time is going to be the good time. So, man, go ahead, man. Give God his glory.
Amen. This piece is called Worst Enemy. Naysayers have a certain sway over us if we let them. Seeds of doubt festering beneath the surface, hindering you because you entertain the utterings of a naysayer. Your worst enemy has caused you to take your eyes off the true waymaker. Fear of not being able to handle steps forward, steps that are another nuance in God's complete plan. Another step closer to my breakthrough. Many times are sabotaged by my worst enemy. That spirit between defeat and destiny. That, whatever it is, it has had dominion over me for far too long. Time for a change. Time to write a new life song. A chance one where the right way far outnumbers the wrong. It is time to put my big boy drawers on and throw away the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun- responsibilities, which means kneeling in abject humility and surrendering to the Most High, and that He purged me from my worst enemy, that He purged me from myself. I am my worst enemy. Only because I didn't completely submit my all. I am my own worst enemy when I continuously allow this world to take precedence over you. And I dare wonder why I frequently fall. When yet, once again, I have let down my guard and took a left jab and an uppercut. I have been body slammed and stomped in the gut. It seems that I have forgotten the wealth of the power that... Oh, I lost my place. I'm so sorry. It seems I have forgotten the wealth of power that awaits patiently within. That eternal presence that is the very breath of God that allows me to be. I call upon that power and that peace and that wisdom to wrest back my connection. I take back my power that is in His might. My self-doubt and flaws of fortitude shall be met with rejection. Thank you, Lord, for this, your revelation. Now I pray your strength to bring this all to fruition. Let your light shine, Lord, that your power be known, and obviously yours. Not a charlatan or some magician, but you, Lord, who conquered my worst enemy. Let it be plain, Lord, for all to see. That it was you, Lord, who gave me this victory and peace. Van, are you muted? Oh, Van.
Hey, Paul. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I was muted. My apologies. I was talking away. All of the commentary, all of that commentary I was giving, and yes, sir, I was muted. But let me just reiterate the commentary. But to God be the glory, man. That's some great ink, man. And I know God is pleased, man. He's, you know, we about His business, man. And your piece also reflects that as well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So
you see, the order of His divine power. How those two pieces just kind of connected one of you. And we had no idea what we were writing. No collaboration.
None. No collaboration, nothing.
But He is not a God of confusion. He's not a God of confusion. So.
No, sir.
That's just a little point. But we need to open our eyes and start recognizing His hand in so much of our lives. Even in the small things, His hand is there. When we can open up our eyes and see His hands everywhere and acknowledge His hands in every aspect of our lives, that's when we're about the kingdom business. That's when our efforts will be brought to fruition. You know, God blesses us when we are about His business. You know, He's not going to have us planting seeds that don't grow.
That's right. That's right. We got to trust Him.
Now, the apple seed ain't got nothing over the Father.
Nothing. Nothing. As a matter of fact, Johnny Appleseed, you used the very ingredients that God created to build His name.
Okay. Okay.
Let that sink in, y'all. Let that sink in.
I know that's right. But what do you say, Van? I see this first caller is a brother that's near and dear to the hearts of the Inspiration Factory and Epiphany as a whole. I do believe we have C-34 Music as the first caller for the evening. If
that.
Here we go. C-Dub, what's going on with
that
you?
That is incredible. I did not expect that to be the first one. I'm like, wow. I'm very honored and humbled.
Hey, things happen
what's
for
up,
a reason,
C-Dub?
My brother. You know.
How you doing, my brother?
I am doing well, Poetic. How are you?
Man, I'm doing pretty good.
Yep. Y'all both are sounding good, and I'm grateful. I praise God for this time.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Yeah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and these are what I consider some of the best times. Godly people, godly conversation, godly spirits, godly energy. You know, we need this to recharge our batteries. I appreciate you coming through to help fortitude me, to build me up, to help me build myself up.
Hey, we draw whatever works. I mean,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And iron sharpens iron, so that's how it goes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, my brother, what iron did you bring with you for this evening?
I want to credit Nyla Alicia for this title. It's called The Infinite Invisible.
Wow, interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. The mic is yours, King.
Thank you. You know my sinfulness, my high infidelities, my distracted interest, my uncontrollable rage untamed, how I surrender to fate by choice. I choose gods I can clutch with dirty hands. I pick gods I can spit shine and polish. I serve gods I can have sex with under my idolatry. I follow what's tangible, what I can see. I purchase the products that lie about you. Between 1-900 lonely guy innuendos being promised for $10 per minute and the four easy payments of $39.99 for the air fryer that helps me, ingest a radiation that tastes like fried chicken, but incinerates my insides, turning them into silly putty. I indulge into this witchcraft disguised as holy waters and miracle prayer cloths that heal my elongated legs, to where I jump higher than David Lee Roth and Van Halen in my attempts to mix this sales pitch against my conspiracy truth assailants, who are haters. I pretend to love my neighbors, and you see that. But I guess you know. In this confessional, as I give this testimony on this threshing floor, asking why, I have to test you more. I don't see you unless you're in flesh mode while I pump up the pesh mode. You know, people are people, and I want to make you my personal Jesus. Acting like a virtual heathen, dunking what's chic until I'm barely breathing. Meanwhile, I'm competing on Sunday's best as the champion intercessory believer. My prayers without ceasing consist of hooping, hollering, and screaming out the corner of my eyelids to see who receives me instead of you, and now I'm subject to be exposed as hypocritical, wishing to come in a package like a pagan Christmas gift. I let the spirit get smoky, caught in robbing some miracles. From the infinite invisible, being a friend to the world, an enemy of you, bringing enmity that dwarfs social distancing as I try coming back again, only to repeat my decrepit abomination of actions is the true definition of insanity. Impregnating minds carrying spirits of Delilah and Jezebel, not once practicing repentance, thinking grace is my ticket to heaven.
I was on mute for a minute there, for a few moments there. There was so much in that piece, my brother.
Oh, drop, pause, call, drop.
Oh, man, get out of here.
Yeah, his call dropped right in the middle of his piece. Man, because it was getting good,
wow.
Too, man. It's getting real good.
Wow. Yeah. Let me go back. Yeah.
Hopefully he'll call back. There he is. He's back. Oh. Go ahead and bring him back in.
Yes, please. Yes.
I'm back.
You know that ain't right. You know that's not right.
No, that ain't right. Not
yeah.
at all, brother.
That must mean there was something really powerful about that piece that the enemy's trying to stop from getting out. I mean, we're going to rebuke that right now. My brother, I know we're asking
yes.
a lot here. Could you give that to us again?
Oh, yeah, because I got it in print form. This ain't computer wires. Oh, so, yeah, I can give it to you.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. The infinite invisible. Let's remix this. You know my sinfulness, my high infidelities, my distracted interests, my uncontrollable rage untamed. How I surrender to fate by choice, I chose gods I can clutch with dirty hands. I pick gods I can spit shine polish. I serve gods I can have sex with under my idolatry. I follow with tangible what I can see. I purchase the products that lie about you. Between 1-900 lonely guy innuendos being promised for $10 per minute into 4 easy payments of $39.99 for the air fryer that helps me ingest the radiation that tastes like fried chicken but incinerates my insides, turning them into silly putty. I indulge into this witchcraft disguised as holy waters and miracle prayer cloths that heal my elongated legs, to where I jump higher than David Lee Roth and Van Halen in my attempts to make this sales pitch against my conspiracy truth assailants, who are haters. I pretend to love my neighbors, and you see that. But I guess you know in this confessional, as I give this testimony on this threshing floor, asking why, I have to test you more. I don't see you unless you're in flesh mode while I pump up Depeche mode, you know. People are people, and I want to make you my personal Jesus. Acting like a virtual heathen, dunking what's chic until I'm barely breathing.
Meanwhile, I'm competing on Sunday's best as the champion intercessory believer. My prayers without ceasing consist of hooping, hollering, and screaming, out the corner of my eyelids peeking to see who receives me. Instead of viewing, now I'm subject to be exposed as hypocritical, wishing to come in a package like a pagan Christmas gift. I let my spirit get smoky, caught in robins of miracles. From the infinite, invisible, being a friend to the world and an enemy of you, bringing enmity. That's dwarfs social distancing, as I tried coming back again, only to repeat my decrepit abomination of actions as a true identity of insanity. Impregnating minds, carrying spirits of Delilah and Jezebel, not once practicing repentance, thinking grace is my ticket to heaven, about to be sent to hell. Evidenced by my attention deficit that crept in this bed I lay. Blessed is the one who believes but hasn't seen, yet I put on the pedestal my sitting on 24s, 74 black Chevrolet. Celebrating your creations by ultimately replacing you and putting that crap on everything. Hoping that this, asking for forgiveness, isn't a step too late and begging for an and one, trying not to sneak in the pearly gates. Because this time I mean every word I say. Though my flesh wants me to stay with this eating bacteria named Tunisia in downtown Tunisia, I need you to deliver me from this disease of people pleasing. And yes, I realize you're Yeshua, but you still answered to me when I said Jesus. Throw my sins into those pigs, even the pork chops and bacon I love eating. I stopped building a shrine, attending the circuits of shriners and secret societies because there aren't leaders. They're legion. You're the infinite, invisible, integral to my getting home, where I escape from these killing fields because I don't want to live so away from you like I'm Kim Fields to be stuck in these chemtrails. I need to remain in you because with you, I will never fail. In peace.
Wow. Yeah. We would have missed a lot had you not been able to call back in. Thank you for that. That entire piece touched on so many realities right now, areas that we need to look into, areas that we need to remember, areas that we need to face. There's so much in there. I can't even pinpoint things. But what really, really got me was you telling me, why do I test you again, over and over again, or something to that effect. And if that didn't speak to me, nothing else you said did. Why do I keep testing him? I mean,
yeah,
I'm not a
exactly.
I know I have no win. I have no win. Why?
No, it's like we think that we know more than him, the one that created us.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Phenomenal piece, though, my brother. Thank you so much for bringing that.
Oh, thank you.
Van Meadows.
Man, C-Double, there was so much about this piece that I really enjoyed, man, but the one thing I enjoyed the most is some of the scripture references that you threw in there. Go ahead and throw my sin in these pigs, in these swine, so to speak, representing when Jesus cast out the man's schizophrenia, man in the cave, put him in the pigs, and they ran over the cliff.
Uh-huh.
And this piece was something special, man, and I'm glad you brought it for us tonight, man, because I'm glad you came back in and we are able to hear the rest of it, because just like Paul said, man, we would have lost a lot. And yeah, man, I caught your Depeche Mode and your Van Halen jump, and I caught all of that in there, man, as you often do. Dope, my brother. Dopeness, absolutely.
And like I said, I give that shout out to Nyla Alicia for the title, because I did not know exactly where I was going, but that title just reminded me of, You want a God that you can see. That's the problem with us.
Mm-hmm.
The gods that we can say, I like to thank God for this award or something like that. And we got to be better than that. I mean, bless is the one who doesn't see it but still believes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir. And I think we as people forget that part. You know, in this day and age of everybody showing me something, show me something, you know, show me this Jesus you serve is real. Why do I have to? You already acknowledge him. Right. I believe even though I don't see. And I'm blessed for it.
Right. I just think about the time when he went and asked Job, did you, what?
Oh, yeah.
How do you make rain? And how many raindrops are there? And all that stuff. Sets me up right there. I can't answer that.
And it's funny you referenced Job in the piece, because that's where I took it from. And my pastor talked about that very subject today in terms of Job being blessed after praying for his friends. And he said, God, you know, have you considered my servant Job? Not God volunteering you for a trial. Let that sink in, y'all. Let that sink in. God volunteering you for a trial, not because he don't know the outcome, but he knows he can trust you. Hey, do y'all hear that? God knows he can trust you because you trust him. Oh, my God, that'll preach. That'll preach.
Yep.
Go on, preach. Don't stop. Put that collar on.
I know that's right, brother. But yeah, I appreciate you, brother, for this piece, man.
Well, I thank you for the opportunity to do this, because I've had this in my pocket for the past 2 weeks. I knew I saw something and I wanted to bring this one. And I'm glad the topic about releasing yourself kind of fits this thing.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you
sir.
Know, everything that has happened tonight has shown that, like Van and I were saying, God is not a God of confusion. All of these things were done for this purpose, you know. And in hindsight, we can see his hand as he had you write that piece, not knowing what it was for. And him suddenly having me, actually, for real, mention to me that we need this type of platform. And I immediately jumped on it. Because he was 100% correct with that. So, I mean, God has used all of us, you know, to come to this point. And it's a humbling experience when you look at it from that point, how he has orchestrated all of this.
Isn't it good when you can hear in the spirit, you finally listen to it and not deny it and think, oh, I'm going crazy.
Right.
Mhm. Cause he's always right. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Always.
All right.
I know. I personally tell people I'm right all the time, but I can't even fathom actually being that way. So perfect, never wrong about anything. That's a lot of.
Yes, indeed.
And the most wonderful thing is we have access to it.
Yeah, I'm about learning. That's what that is.
I know that's right. Learning, and you're also about teaching, my brother. I've seen you work on a regular anymore. You're also about teaching. That's a beautiful thing.
I thank you very much. I'm going to let the rest of them come on in. And I'm honored again, and I'm humbled, and I thank you for this opportunity.
Right. It is our pleasure to have
you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yes. Give me the
all right.
title.
One love. Okay. This is called The Infinite Invisible. Yep, The Infinite Invisible.
Thank you, Jerry. God bless you, brother.
You're very welcome. All right. One love, one
God
mic.
Bless you, brother.
God bless the both of you.
One love.
God
one
bless
mic.
You too, brother. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was C-double. Beautiful piece. Jeez.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Man. Beautiful night, man. Beautiful night.
Yes, it is.
Okay, we're going to keep things moving. And we'll bring on this next caller. Then after that, you want to pay some bills? What's the station ID?
Indeed. Indeed, indeed. Let me queue up one. Get it ready. Get it ready in the chamber.
All right. Thank you so much, my brother. Well, I tell you, I don't know what I did without you when you had your little hiatus. You can't do that no more.
Oh, man. Well, man, I got my first dose, man. I got my first dose, and in another 2 weeks, I'll go get my second dose.
Okay. All right.
Then I'll be fully vaccinated.
There you go. I did my one and done, and I'm done. And praise God. That was a month ago, and I haven't had any weird results.
And you know,
I have my
comments for the government that I'll post sometime this week about this vaccine, because mainly y'all giving away this vaccine for free, which lets me know that you had the ability to give away a whole lot of stuff for free when it comes to medical costs. Choose not to.
There you go. Choices. Well, my brother, we have a queen with us that I'm sure is no stranger to you, and I'm sure is no stranger to most of our listeners. So next on the mic, we have none other than Amelia T. Davis.
All right.
Hello there, Mimi.
Hey, Amelia.
Good evening, Kings. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
I am fabulous. Thank you.
Awesome. Glad to hear it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry for your loss, Dan.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. So I brought you a piece called Check Your Sales.
Okay now. Okay
I've
now.
I've heard that a few times over my life. Mike is yours, man.
You say you're a Christian. How loving is your heart? Are you willing to feed the homeless? Do you volunteer at any community-based organizations? How compassionate are you? Have you ever stopped in the middle of your day to help another? How concerned are you about others' needs and conditions? Have you ever spoke out about the violence in our streets, wrote a letter to the government to voice your concerns? Other than going to church and gossiping about your fellow church members, have you done anything to spread love and healing? I had someone recently tell me the true Christians don't go to church. What a sad evaluation. Jesus came for the lost, the disenfranchised, the poor, the sick, the heartbroken, the lonely, and the criminal. He came so we would be reconciled to the Father in love. If you are not acting out of love and compassion daily, I got news for you. You're not a Christian. Stop being self-seeking, self-centered, self-absorbed people. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness is, gentleness is, and self-control. We really have to take a long, honest look at ourselves and make some major changes. The world is watching you. When you put the garment of Christian on you, you have become Jesus's ambassadors. Your actions and reactions are counted. Be wise daily. Be a reflection of the love and forgiveness that has been bestowed upon you. Your job on earth is to lead others to Christ and to be a shining, loving light onto the earth. Be a blessing to all you come in contact with. So on that day, the Lord will say about you, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
I appreciate that piece, Amelia. I appreciate the challenge that comes with that piece. You dropped the gauntlet. You opened my eyes. When was the last time that I had the hungry? You know, we do have a responsibility. As Christians, we have certain responsibilities and we have certain disciplines. And as you so poignantly pointed out, we have to question our Christian, quote unquote, if our actions don't line up with it. Well said. I appreciate that piece of it.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate that piece as well. There's a level of conviction that comes with that piece, I think pretty much for all Christians. But for me, I've actually been pondering on something you said in that piece for a few days now, actually. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm kind of greedy. And I don't only want to hear that when I get to glory. I actually want to hear it now, too. Because I'd like to know that he's pleased with what I'm doing for him, with what I'm doing for the kingdom, with what I'm doing to make sure that the laws of Christ and his love is moving forward. So I actually pretty much started waking up envisioning him saying to me, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant," so I know that my day, I can continue to please him. So, yeah, I like that you brought that into peace, and I guess that was a confirmation for me, and I appreciate that.
Well, you know, God works in mysterious ways. And,
yeah, he does.
Yeah, so... I thank you for your comments, and I will be keeping you in prayer and your family.
Thank you so much.
I know how difficult it is when you lose somebody.
Indeed.
So much love and blessings, y'all, and I really appreciate your comments.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes, thank you for bringing that.
Much love, King.
Don't be a stranger, Amelia. God bless you, Queen.
God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Amelia T. Davis. Next on the mic, we have... Oh, nope. Next on the mic, we have station identification.
There we go.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio.
Your number one hit station
in town. This is Sunday.
and we listen to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
There you have it. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial. Any night of the week, for that matter, at 9 p.m. for something that Epiphany's got going on.
Yes,
yes. We're going to open up the mic up. Area code 615. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
That's C-Double, bro. That's C-Double.
Oh, it sure is. Okay. In that case, we're going to move it right on down the line to Miss VIP.
Hello, how are you?
Hello. I'm wonderful. How about you?
Good. And look, I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. Hey, how are you?
I love it.
I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all right.
Good. Well, I'm good. That's good to hear.
Well, yeah, so what is it that has you saying that I'm just so blessed?
Well, my last day of work was Friday. After 32 and a half years, I am retired, and I'm very happy.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And, you know, I told everybody, I said, you know, this isn't for me. You know what I mean? Because I'm on another assignment, and that's all right with me. And in this piece, you know, you'll see. But, you know, I've told everybody knows about my dad, and he's not in the best condition. And my mom, I think, was afraid to ask me to retire early, but somehow, you know, I get a phone call, can you check your numbers? And that's when I'm like, okay, it's time to go. And, you know, people would say, the Lord will let you know. And, man, that was so true.
Wow.
It was so true. So in this piece. Amen. So this piece was right on time, and I had just finished it like 10 minutes ago.
Wow.
Fresh ink. All this fresh ink.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah. And look.
The carpet
it's,
is
it's
being
just having
stained
a grateful,
with the drip.
Yeah, it's a grateful heart. That's it.
Mm. Yeah, amen. So what did you bring for us tonight, Adrian?
It's untitled, but everything is in the piece. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Mike is yours, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for 32 and a half years. This job had many trials and tears, and people told me you would let me know when it's time to go. And they were right. This will be twice in almost 3 years I've moved, and not because of me. And that is by your grace and mercy. I'm retired now and no longer have stress. I thank you, Lord, for getting me out of the mess. No longer the back and forth, no longer the thin line between condescending and professionalism. God allowed my supervisor and I to talk. We took that walk. She was no longer commanding, congratulated me, and we came to an understanding. Now my new life will be beginning. I'm sacrificing once more, and it's okay. Because I know God has me, will never forsake me. I pray my health for what's to come. He knows how I feel inside, and no matter what he brings me to, he will provide. That's that peace.
I know that's right. No matter what, he will provide. You know, that's something that he's been showing me here of late. He will provide. You know, a friend and I had a conversation about this yesterday, yeah. He said he clothes the lilies of the field in all their grandeur. Yes. If he cares enough for a flower growing in the ground, how much do you think he will care for you, that he will provide for you? And you are amongst his firstborn. Yeah, if you can't draw energy, strength, and comfort from that, something's wrong with you. I mean, yeah, I know things get you down at times. Things get rough. I mean, ooh-wee. If you knew all of my story, you would know I know about things getting rough. But through it all, whether through discernment or through hindsight, you see his hand. He's giving you just what you need. He's not giving you what you want. He's doing you a favor by that. But
right.
He's giving you exactly what you need.
That's true.
My God, he's awesome. You know,
yes,
it would be impossible for us to sit down and just, you know, just contemplate on the vastness of his being, his wisdom, his power, his love, his forgiveness, his peace, his ability to multitask. It's like exemplary. I mean, my God. Anywho, that was a beautiful piece.
It was definitely a beautiful piece.
Like we were saying earlier, tonight, this piece, it was preordained to be part of this. I mean, it's just amazing how all of this is just coming together and all these pieces without any collaboration. What were you saying, Van?
This piece is her story, you know?
Yeah.
And, you have to know her, you know the journey, the struggle that she had leading up to this point. And now it's done. If I may be the voice of God for just a second. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Well done.
Amen.
Amen. Nothing but God. I tell you that. Nothing but God.
Amen. Okay. To God be the glory.
I wanted to quit after the first 5 years. My girlfriend and I had a plan. We were gonna quit. And we got caught up. And then one day I told her, I said, you know what? Matter of fact, she came to my house yesterday and I said, you know what? We were on assignment the whole entire time. Because being a caseworker is a thankless job. And only sometimes, once in a blue moon, somebody will say, thank you so much. And then you're like, what?
Right.
Oh, you're welcome. And you're kind of like shocked, like, what? Somebody thanked me? So that's
you
what
endure.
This is. I was on assignment. And now I'm about to go on another assignment.
Just because one season ends don't mean another one's not going to begin.
That's right.
You got work to do. What is this new assignment?
You're right. Yes, I do. But, hey, look, it's all for his glory.
That's the key. That is the key. Kingdom business.
That sounds like a win-win situation.
Kingdom business.
Yes, there you go. Maybe that's what we should have titled this show tonight, man.
Kingdom business.
Yes. But it's empowering to hear of others talking about being about the kingdom business. You know, it helps. I guess that's another example of iron sharpening iron. It helps me to keep focused and to keep my determination high. And let me be about my business. Be about my father's business.
Be about my father's
business. For a change.
There you go.
That just gave me goosebumps.
We're being about your father's business.
Yes, yes.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah, look, my mine is my earthly father and my heavenly father.
Yes, yes.
So,
yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We lost Paul. We got to get him back. Come on, Paul. Come on back in here now.
But anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, I'm so glad I got in. Lately the circus have been blocking me.
They've been blocking.
So, I don't know what happened, but on Friday night I couldn't get into Keith's show. It just wouldn't let me in. I called the number,
man,
and I would hear absolutely silence. It wouldn't turn over. And then Saturday I was able to get in, but the other night on the get down, it took me a minute to get in. So
really?
That's really weird, huh?
That is weird.
Yeah. So today,
it just kicked me off.
Really clean. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. There's Paul, y'all. He's back.
There he is.
I'm back.
Well, already.
Can't get rid of me so much.
There you go. And God bless you both.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Hey, what do you got going on for Epiphany? Or did you ask that while I got kicked off?
I did not. You beat me to it.
Yes. Yeah.
Phoebe Gonzalez.
Well, what's happening on Wednesday night is that my Sexy Divas of Epiphany will be handling the Love Zone.
All right now.
And then on Friday will be Express Your Vibe.
Yes.
I'm going to find a quiet place, but I'm going to do Express Your Vibe. And this show is open mic, but we don't want you in character. We want you to come as you are, how you're feeling.
How you feeling?
Spit that peace and express that vibe.
Okay.
Yeah, we want a good vibe last
week. That sounds like the place to be.
Yes, we was.
That sounds like some more release.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It is. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then Poetic Therapy was just the fitting show to a good week.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seems like some creative design in that process, the way these shows are set up.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Van? I was thinking that when I said our assignment is kingdom building, but you know, you have an earthly dad too that you got to take care of, just like I do.
I do, and right now he's in Baltimore right now.
You got a break.
Then caught the bus up there, and you know he's up there. he's just being dad. I talked to him today.
Yeah.
He said, feet don't fail me now.
Yeah.
God bless him.
My daddy,
you know what?
My dad, he about to be 64, y'all. Ooh.
That's it. Oh, go ahead, Dad.
Yeah.
He got me by 2 years.
Yep, he's about to be 4.
But before you go, Adrian, before you go,
and
before we release her, could we just step in front of the throne or kneel in front of the throne just for a quick moment and just ask Father God to just intervene in the lives of both of these parents, these fathers, Father God, on the trip to Baltimore, give him safe passage there, allow him to enjoy himself and come back safely. Father God, for Adrian's father, we just ask that you would have your way, Lord, that you would give him peace, that you would let him feel your presence throughout his entire experience, that you would give peace and power to the family and the caretakers, Father God, that you would touch the hearts and the minds of the doctors and the nurses and the aides that are dealing with this man, that he gets the best treatment possible. Father God, just have your way in their lives. we'll be sure to give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. In the precious and mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 No, I'm with you guys. I had to take care of my father when he was ill up until his transition, you know, so, and I'm not saying that that's what you guys are doing right now, but
I do
know that caring for a father takes a lot. It's something inside, you know, so my prayers and my best wishes are with you both. My hopes and my prayers are with you on this.
Thank
if you ever need,
I appreciate,
it. Don't hesitate. That's for both of you. Don't hesitate.
Absolutely.
But we know where we can find you working when
That's
we
right.
need you. We know where to find you.
We know where you can find them. Always at work.
Find me. I keep telling them they need to put a cot in the basement for me.
Okay. Because it always seems you're there.
Yeah, and that would be lovely. I could just roll over, grab a chicken wing.
My goodness.
I might actually get some weight put on me. I don't see that.
Oh,
happening.
My goodness.
I don't see that happening. Sounded good, though.
No. The way you move, I don't think so. My goodness.
I don't know what it is.
Y'all funny.
That metabolism.
All right. I wish I had it. Yes, sir.
Sometimes it's too much for me because our common sense doesn't go along with it all the time. You know, so it can turn out to be a little dangerous. Van, you know what I feel like? We haven't had together in a while.
What's that, brother?
Speed round. What a Paul speed round.
Uh-oh.
What do you think? What do you think? We have a little music break, one or two songs, and then I give you guys time to find the next piece that you want to spit. Then we're just going to open your mic. Give us the name of your piece, your name, and spit your piece and let us know when you're finished. We're going to the next. And then we'll see what's epiphany.
Sounds good.
All right.
Righty. Sounds like a plan.
Definitely.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say, yeah. my bone wings.
Like an eagle.
Like an eagle that's so.
Go ahead and tell them how you feel.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad
that I've learned how to wait.
Oh, oh, oh.
In the midst of my waiting. I'm getting a blessing every
hey,
day.
Wait, yeah. What?
Midnight!
yourself.
Have your way.
So have your way, Jesus.
Have your way.
I did things despitefully against
have
you.
Have your way.
So Lord, I'm asking you to have your way. This to be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
Shows your complete submission, your complete vulnerability. You're giving it all to him. Have your way, Lord. I give up. I relinquish control. Have your way, Lord. You take over. I willingly give you permission because he's not going to force anything on us. I give you my permission to have your way within my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you think we need to get things started up in here?
I think
brother.
So. I think so.
Paul Speed Round, as you so
Paul Speed Round. Ooh.
Yes, as you dubbed it a few days ago. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open your mic. If you're going to get in the speed round, then just give us your name, the title of your piece, and go into your piece and let us know when you finish with it. If you're not going to join in, just say pass and we'll move on to the next person. And then after that, we're going to hear about what's going on in the epistle world. So, my brother Van, would you like to start us off?
It'd be my pleasure. World, please hear. I'm no holier than thou. The sweat pours from my brow, trying to live up to your expectation while bringing your truth to fruition. Why did you choose me? Help me understand your decision-making process quickly. I need to hear your voice before I make a different choice. I know you know the plans for me. Just help me see. I don't need a crystal ball, just a word upon your call, a call that would allow me patience to prove why I wear the whole armor with resilience. Lord, thy rod and staff, they comfort me. All the days of my life, you have multiplied me. I'm slowly seeking thy face. I've given up my own pace. For you, Lord, I stand in awe. For you, Lord, I wait in awe of your glory that will be shown. Through the testimony of my life as I've grown, walking through hell's storm, again and again seems like the norm. But just like Job, you have chosen me. Just like David, my heart is after you and me. I'm just your living epistle. There's nothing subliminal about your intentions. And I'm here without suggestions for your input and divine wisdom to put the word into the world. And that's that piece. Amelia, you're up. Are you muted?
Amelia.
Yeah, I was muted. I'm sorry. It's a new phone, and I'm not quite accustomed to it yet.
Okay.
Pardon me?
Thank you.
So this one is called Christianity. Wake up, folks. Stop being lost sheep. Do you realize that when you put on... Oh, I'm sorry. That's one I just did. Okay, here we go. This one's called Hallelujah, You Shall Be Healed. Through her faith, she was healed. A woman who had seen every doctor possible, had exhausted all of her money seeking a cure, was cured by a touch. She crawled through the crowd, sick, weak, desperate, finally reaching the end of Jesus' garment. She touched it and was instantly healed. A man, dead for days, beginning to decompose, was raised from the dead and lived. A young child laying in a bed, all hope lost, was revived and began to play. Our Lord heals the sick and afflicted. His power is strong indeed. Yet his healing isn't only for the ill, but for the broken in spirit as well. Lost, alone, sad, depressed, and brokenhearted, all will heal through his loving grace. All have hope, for the Lord stands beside you in the darkness, his heart shining the light of completeness and mercy. With faith as small as a mustard seed, you shall prevail over all burdens and strife. Lift your voices in joyous praise, for the King of Kings, the great physician, shall heal you through and through. Do not worry, for Jesus shall make you new again, wiping every tear from your eyes. His love shall heal every ailment, great or small. Remember always his love and compassion for his children. You are never alone. Hallelujah, you shall be healed. Amen. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
God told me to tell you to hang in there. He wants you to know he really does care. He said, you've been down too long. No matter what you did, right or wrong, I forgive. Be like me, slow to anger, slow to speak. Don't go running to others. It should be me you seek. Don't ever be ashamed to come to me, because all have fallen short of my glory. Instead of going it over again and again in your head, it's time to write a new chapter. Change your story. I know how you've cried. The mind is a battlefield. There were times you feel you should have died. The ups and downs I allowed, but to heal. No, I will deliver. It's me to whom you must yield. Sickness had taken you under, but no one can separate us from the love of Christ. No man could put that asunder. Get up. Encourage yourself. Know that I am your Savior. Have faith. Test me. I will give you favor. I brought you too far to give up now. Just ask me. Strength upon you I will endow. Remember, I love you. Your family and friends do too. Just keep in heart and mind stayed on me. And one last thing, to thine own self be true. In peace. This is VIP.
Lord, I submit. It seems, to me at least, that no matter how many times I recognize your hand, no matter any spiritual growth I may have achieved, I still haven't trusted you enough to completely concede. The entirety of who I am is only possible through your grace, your loving kindness, that you would seek me out in all of my imperfections and welcome me with your embrace. Harbor some level of, I got this, with every inch I take. My God, how strong is this weakness I so desperately seem to embrace, to even entertain the thought that I could do anything without you. It's ludicrous. Lord, I can no longer live as this painful, arrogant shell of a man. Lord, I submit. I submit and rebuke anything that I might have before, that I may have put before you. Lord, I submit to your lordship and offer you my life, which is actually yours to begin with. I beseech thee, Lord, to give me the power to decrease, that you may increase as my guiding power. Lord, I submit. Thy will be done. I can no longer think or pretend I am fooling your Holy Son. Help me, Lord, to ensure that mindset of mine be no more. I rebuke the temptations to think that I could ever aspire to be anything without you. Tell me, Lord, that my thoughts and actions by your strength be true. Lord, I submit. I submit. I submit. Lord, I relinquish what I thought was my will in my walk with you. Forgive me, Lord. I completely give it up. I give myself away, Lord. I give myself away. I quit. Now is my season, by your grace, that I live my life showering and showing who is my regent. Lord, all I can say is, that's that peace. I got to tell you, that was a powerful speed round.
Yes, sir.
It's been a powerful program. I've been touched on many levels through some things that I've heard on here tonight. Thank you all. Thank you all. Van,
yes, my brother,
you know, you with you being so much younger than I, I kind of rely on your memory at times. And this be one of those times. Would you mind giving the weekly rundown for the Epiphany family?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for the Soul Cafe with your host, For Real, the poet Douglas Arthur Larry Maddox, the CEO himself, y'all, La Perla La Negra, essentially Janice, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night, y'all, is Mojave with his show celebrating Pride Month. Make sure y'all tune in. Wednesday night is the Love Zone with the Sexy Divas of Epiphany minus Ms. VIP. Topic, man, I don't know what the divas got cooked up just yet, but tune in. Thursday night, y'all, is the Get Down with your host, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And, y'all, we got something lined up for y'all. Y'all just wait. Friday night, y'all, is the return of Express Your Vibe with your host, Ms. VIP. And Saturday night, y'all, is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your hosts, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Then we'll be right back here next Sunday, y'all, for another fine edition of Praise, Worship, Prayer, Church, Word, and Poetry at the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Thank you so much for that, Van. So, Van, I can keep a secret. You can let me know what that show is going to be about. I won't tell nobody, I promise.
Are you talking about the Thursday night show, The Get Down?
Uh-huh.
Or let's talk about it.
Come on, whisper it. I won't tell nobody.
I can't do that, Paul. Nah. It's too soon. Too soon.
Oh, man. Well, I tried. Not successfully, but I tried.
Yes, you did.
Oh, man. You know, this has been such a fantastic show. I hate to close down. But, you know, all good things come to an end. They're here for a season. So the season of this episode is coming to an end. Do we have any final thoughts? Or words?
Of course. Of course. I always get a final thought. Absolutely.
I know that's right. And they're better than Jerry Springer.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we talk a lot about God, about Jesus. And we would be remiss if we didn't extend an invitation to you to know him like we do, to want to have a relationship with him by accepting him as your Lord and Savior, the one whom was risen dead to prove that he is the very God. And as a penalty for your sins, he died on the cross, one of the most marvelous ways to die. He bled out on this cross for you. And while he was on that cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was asking forgiveness of the very people that persecuted him. Even until death, he was concerned about those he loved. And you have an opportunity. You have a chance to accept him in love. C-34 Music talks about in his piece, how can you love a God that you can't see? How can you love an unborn child that you've never met? Let that sink in. For those of you who are parents, you love a child before it was birthed into the world. But God wakes you up every day. God gives you the things that you need. And then also sometimes he gives you the things that you want. But all he's asking for you to do is to just accept his son. To come into the kingdom. Welcome to the family.
Yes,
and if you don't know him, we will be here to help you come to the knowledge of him. And we're not going to do it in our words. We're just going to show you God's word, because that is the word that has the final say. Because God has the final say. All we could do is point you in that direction, show you where it is, show you what happened. The rest is up to you with the one word, with one word. And that word is called faith. Faith. Because there are a lot of religions out there, and they're all built on loving a God, serving a God, and faith. What do you have faith in? I am here for you. Paul is here for you. We would love to extend the welcoming into the kingdom if you don't know him.
Yes, yes.
We're here for you. And we love you. Paul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for that. There's not much I can say behind that. I just want to agree with everything that he said. We're here for you. It's an honor for us to humbly place ourselves, our availability here for you. It's a privilege that can't be expounded or defined in human words, to be able to tell someone about what I know, what Van knows, what we feel in our gut, our relationship with Christ. And we'd love to share it with you. That being said, we're going to call this to an end for tonight. But before we do that, I would love you guys to join me at the throne and then listen to another song. Heavenly Father, Lord, my cup runs over with joy, Father. Thank you for this evening, Lord. Thank you for the words that was birthed and put forth into the atmosphere, Father God. Words that you gave us to empower ourselves, but to touch someone else, unbeknownst to us, Lord. Thank you for that honor, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we ask that you would continue to use us, to continue to soften our minds and our hearts, that we might receive your word and be obedient to writing your word and sharing with another. We give ourselves up to you, Lord, to have your way and continue to use us as your scribes. We thank you for that. Father God, we hold up the entire listening audience right now.
Yes,
Lord. Those that were here tonight, those that wanted to be and for whatever reasons could not be, Father. We hold up these families, Lord. We see your hand and we see your prophecies coming to fruition each and every day, Lord. We just ask that you would cover these family members, Father God. That you would rise up these family members, Father God, to do your will. That we become mighty soldiers in your army. Not just soldiers, Father God, but use us in a mighty way, Lord, that your name be glorified. So as we leave from this platform, Father, but never, ever, ever from your presence, just ask that you would just cover us, hold us, protect us, and prepare us, Father God, for the wars that we love you, Lord. We honor you. We praise your holy name. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that.
Give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away.
Yeah.
When another God wants to take your place.
So
much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that,
give me
that.
Oh, oh, oh. Anybody ready? let me tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
Every place that's dark,
uh-oh,
he will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Uh-oh.
Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Hold that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Uh-oh.
Anybody tired?
Uh-oh.
You want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
No more miracle water. Prayer calls for money and fame.
See,
everybody got a title.
Uh-oh.
But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face,
uh-oh,
and ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah. Give me that,
give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away.
I do.
When another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I could take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's your peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place. Much of you is like a shake. Give me that. Nostrils of man, and sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future at the same time he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears. Everybody enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me
give
God.
Me that God, that's the
how
God I'm talking
that
about.
God?
Give me that, give
let's
me that,
go.
Give me that. Give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy, you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.